The collision between Eva Trammell and Gideon Cross happens with the force of destiny. Eva, 24, and determined to build an independent life in Manhattan, literally crashes into billionaire Gideon in the Crossfire Building's opulent lobby. Their connection is immediate and visceral, his raven hair and piercing blue eyes commanding attention, her pulse racing uncontrollably. This isn't just attraction, it's recognition. Two souls with carefully constructed facades identifying something familiar in each other, a darkness, a hunger that transcends their obvious differences in wealth and status. Eva has spent years in therapy reclaiming her identity after childhood sexual abuse. Her new advertising job represents more than career advancement. It's her declaration of independence from an overprotective mother and wealthy stepfather. Gideon, despite his immense wealth and power at just 28, carries his own unspoken wounds. Their initial encounters crackle with tension that goes beyond mere desire. In the confined space of an elevator, their chemistry becomes almost unbearable, challenging Eva's carefully maintained boundaries. What makes their meetings so compelling isn't just physical attraction, but how they instinctively identify each other as fellow survivors. This recognition forms the foundation of a connection that will prove as destructive as it is healing, a relationship that will challenge everything they thought they knew about love, trust, and recovery. Are you sleeping with anyone? Gideon's blunt question shatters the office silence. When Eva reacts with shock, he clarifies, "Because I want to fuck you, Eva. I need to know what's standing in my way." His proposition unfolds like a business contract. Scheduled encounters, mutual pleasure, absolute discretion. No romance, no emotional ties. Eva counters with sarcasm. Why not call it a seminal emission in a pre-approved orifice? Their exchange establishes their complex dynamic. Eva, shaped by sexual trauma, needs emotional safety, while Gideon approaches relationships like business mergers, clean, efficient, emotionally sterile. When Eva rejects him, Gideon kisses her with an intensity that cracks his facade. Their encounter escalates until interrupted, leaving both shaken by their powerful attraction. This pattern, explosive chemistry constrained by emotional barriers, defines their early relationship. Each encounter pushes boundaries. Eva demanding vulnerability from a man who's never offered it, Gideon awakening desires that both exhilarate and terrify her. As Eva and Gideon's relationship deepens, their psychological wounds surface. Eva endured sexual abuse by her stepbrother Nathan from age 10 to 14, discovered only after she suffered a miscarriage. Gideon's trauma includes his father's suicide when he was 5, but his parasomnia reveals deeper wounds. During nightmares, he exhibits aggressive sexual behavior while unconscious, suggesting childhood sexual trauma he cannot acknowledge. What strengthens their bond is their recognition of each other's damage. When Eva encounters Gideon's nightmares, she responds with empathy, becoming his protective shield. Similarly, Gideon's reaction to learning about Eva's abuse reveals both protective fury and his own unresolved pain. Their mutual understanding creates a powerful connection. They intuitively grasp each other's triggers, fears, and defenses. When Eva expresses her need to reclaim her body, Gideon establishes the safe word crossfire, balancing his need for control with her need for agency. Control and surrender form the core of Gideon and Eva's relationship. Gideon maintains control, owning Eva's workplace building and enforcing rigid boundaries, while Eva struggles with feelings of powerlessness from past abuse despite her independence. When Gideon calls Eva submissive, she reacts angrily, associating submission with trauma. Yet he explains their dynamic involves her trusting him with control, particularly regarding her desire to reclaim her body. Their negotiation proves fascinating. Eva challenges his assessment by taking control during intimacy, demonstrating her sexual prowess, which Gideon finds arousing rather than threatening. When she later offers him carte blanche, he creates an intense experience of surrender and connection. Their relationship reveals control is about trust, not just dominance. When Eva uses their safe word, Crossfire, during an argument, Gideon immediately respects her boundary. This negotiation extends beyond sex. Eva demands agency in decisions affecting her, while Gideon must learn to loosen his grip on control, something terrifying due to his own trauma. For two trauma survivors, true intimacy presents enormous challenges. Eva's pattern is wounding and running, fleeing when vulnerable, rather than working through difficult emotions. Gideon has compartmentalized his life so completely that he's never allowed anyone to truly know him. When Eva discovers condoms in Gideon's hotel room, she feels hurt and flees. When Gideon has a violent nightmare, he dismisses it as just a dream, causing Eva to leave, recognizing his pain, but rejecting his lies. Their journey progresses as barriers fall. Gideon reveals the hotel is his only place for consensual sex, exposing his isolation. When Eva says she loves him, his physical reaction shows impact, though he can't verbally respond. After Eva reveals her abuse history, she fears seeing pity instead of desire. When he hesitates, she tries to leave, prompting him to prove his continued attraction. He calls her his miracle, acknowledging her trauma without reducing her to it. Both begin therapy. Eva continues while Gideon starts seeing the same doctor, even offering couples therapy, their deepest investment in building true intimacy. For trauma survivors, creating safe spaces, both physical and emotional, becomes essential to healing. Gideon's penthouse serves as their primary haven, warm and filled with art that Eva notes contrasts with his corporate persona. Unlike hotel rooms he used with others, his home has only been shared with family and staff. Gideon creates a replica of Eva's bedroom in his apartment for when she needs distance without leaving him. Their sanctuaries extend through emotional safety rituals too. Eva asks Gideon to share something new about himself daily, gradually opening him up. Gideon gives Eva a ring with intertwined gold bands, symbolizing connection rather than ownership. Their safe word, Crossfire, establishes boundaries that are always respected, giving Eva control when needed. For Eva, whose body was violated as a child, having control over physical boundaries is vital. For Gideon, creating a home where he can be vulnerable represents enormous progress. Together, they build what neither had before, a relationship where safety and trust form the foundation for healing. Can two deeply damaged people heal together? When Eva asks her therapist this question, his emphatic, "Absolutely," offers hope, though their path remains challenging. Their healing journey isn't linear. Eva runs when things get difficult. Gideon withdraws emotionally when vulnerable. After Gideon's violent nightmare leads to an unconscious assault attempt, he tries to leave, believing he's too dangerous. Despite her fear, Eva refuses. "We won't let our pasts win." What strengthens their relationship is commitment to recovery. Both continue therapy, Eva with Dr. Peterson, Gideon beginning with the same doctor, and agree to couples counseling. They develop strategies for managing triggers. Their safe word provides immediate boundaries, and they learn to recognize defensive behaviors. When Eva leaves after his nightmare, she texts she's not running, just leaving, showing growth. Most importantly, they offer understanding others cannot. Their relationship becomes a space where they're fully seen and accepted, where traumas are acknowledged but don't define them.